Blog Talk Radio.
Protects me from the wicked, deadly ordinance. Snakes master psychology. Phony people studying fakeology. Y'all see, I'm a god. It's not ego. Psalms 82, verse 6. Even JC know who be me. Lion face crew be deep. Soldiers for y'all. Screw these streets in front like the heat goat. That's how I leak. Waiting on the master. In the meantime, studying for my masters. Building houses, growing college. Sharpening my sword, and I'm cutting up scholars. Raising my sons, searching for the wife. Yeah, I pray he find a virtuous one. Stand for justice, relieve the oppressed. Call on Yah, deliver the fatherless. Let Israel be blessed.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, he came and saved me.
Yo, when the poor oppress the poor, it's like the sweeping rain, leaving no food, just pain. But Yah's name, I exclaim. Feed my brethren wisdom, Yah willing, he will do the same. Shame and calamity on my family, trapped in captivity. Many years ago, holding the calico, never know how my light glowed till I stepped through them two doors. Left church, cause that was just fool's gold. My eyes, the color of onyx, Yah's message came to me as clear as you telephonically alerting me. He opened the scrolls and fed his word to me. Now I'm a gift to those hope lost whose spirit is froze. The knowledge of how they conquer their foes. Enemies be hatred itself. Something dangerous like this crack is wealth. Let's leave Babylon and let Yah be our help.
Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Cause every time we gon' get up. When I call, he came and saved me. Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. The righteous fall, don't let up. Every time we gon' get up. When I call, he came and saved me. Keeping my eyes on Yah, I won't let up. I'm strong and bold, I won't give up. When I fall, he came and saved me. The righteous fall.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Moray Naftali, here with you again, bringing you nothing but the truth. And what truth? With a true, unadulterated words of the true and living Creator. And who is this Creator? His name is Yahweh. And he created the heavens, earth, the seas, and all that in them is. In 6 days, and rested on the seventh. The author of the Ten Commandments, the one that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, through signs and wonders. And he led the people under his wings through his servant Moses. This is Yahweh, the Creator and he's one. He is alone, as told us in Isaiah 43 and 10. He's Yahweh. He's the first and the last, and there is none beside him. He's one. His laws is one, and his people is one. Praise the mighty God. It's truly a pleasure to stand before you again this evening to bring forth to you the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. And people, this is a great sacrifice. This is a beautiful sacrifice to indulge ourselves, to invest ourselves in the very words of the Almighty Yah. So I praise Joy for this opportunity to be able to bring his word. And praise Yahweh for you tuning in, giving away your time, your attention, and making this great sacrifice of getting the knowledge of Elohim. Hallelujah. And like I said, it's a great blessing this evening. We've been paying attention all week. We've been dealing with the requirements of Yah. And isn't it so beautiful? If the people of the world actually understood, and they actually thought to themselves, man, what is the requirements? The Creator, the Almighty, the Most High, whoever he is, what do he require of us? And isn't it beautiful that we have the answers straight from the word of the Almighty, the Most High, is speaking to us and left it on record that we can dive right into his requirements. And he has seven of them, people. Last night, I was privileged to be able to bring you the third requirement, which is to love Yahweh, to love the Creator. We're going to read these requirements. Tonight, I will be dealing with two requirements. I will be dealing with the fourth and the fifth requirement. Let's read this. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him. To love him. Why don't the people of the earth, especially his sons, his chosen seed, why don't we love the Almighty, the Creator, the one that created us? When I tell you, when you begin to love the Almighty, it's going to kick you right into the fourth requirement, which is serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart. Because people, this is how you show your love. This is where the emotion, the spirit, the feeling of love comes from. It comes from the heart. And when you begin to fulfill the third requirement, which is to love the Almighty, what you're going to begin to do, you're going to begin to serve Yah with all your heart because you love him. And yes, pay attention to the word, serve. Serve him with all your heart, because to love the Almighty will establish you as one of Yahweh's servants, because that's what the third represents. Now, I know we use the word messenger, his messengers on earth. But what is a messenger? A messenger is just a servant of the Almighty. And the Most High on the third day created the earth. And the whole reason Yahweh put this big, beautiful earth here is for service. He said, man, I don't have a man at the till and dress and keep the ground. He put this earth here to be served, service, to carry out. And so all the Almighty wanted from the beginning is to fill the earth with a bunch of servants, people that will serve him, people that will serve his purpose and serve the earth, And so you don't have to be an Israelite to be a servant of the Almighty. There's many brothers and sisters in these scriptures. They was not Israelites, but they were servants of the Almighty. And Yahweh will establish his servant after the order of Israel. Job was a servant of the Almighty. Was he an Israelite? No. But he was a servant of the Almighty. And did Yahweh use the order of three? Yes, he did, because that's the way of Yah. Yahweh don't change. He established Abraham, as I pointed out last night. For those who missed, he established Abraham. All his servants, you will find the order of three to establish them. And one of your main orders of establishment is your love for the Almighty. If you're a servant of the Almighty, you're going to begin to serve him with all your heart. Because to be a servant of the Almighty, you have to love him. You have to love him. And that's one sign. Somebody say, man, how you know you're a servant of the Almighty? Well, I know I'm a servant because I love him. And that's the third requirement. But that's not going to be the only order of three around you, because Yahweh is going to have several. He's going to have two or three orders of the third three around you. But one of them has to be your love to him. You have to fulfill that third requirement. So I praise the mighty Yah to see the servants of the Almighty, like I pointed out last night with Abraham, how he loved the Almighty so much that he wouldn't even hold back his only beloved son. At the end of the day, people, Yahweh said, I want you to serve me with all your heart, which is the fourth requirement. If you're serving Yah with all your heart and you love the Almighty with all your heart, you can't give your heart to nobody else. You can't give your heart to your wives. You can't give your heart to your husbands, your brothers and sisters. You have to give your heart completely to God. And we have testimonies all over these scriptures, brothers and sisters that loved the Almighty, but not with a whole perfect heart. Which means what? When it came down to it, they might put their husband, their wife, their sons and daughters above the Almighty. See, my love for my brothers and sisters, my love for my wife, my children, is just a byproduct of my love for the Almighty. And see, when you truly love the Almighty, this is when your love becomes real for everybody else. Because now your love has true purpose. Now your love comes with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And when you begin to love the Almighty, you're going to begin to serve him with all your heart. And yes, serving Yah with all your heart is the fourth requirement, which means what? Serving Yah with all your heart has everything to do with the praises of Yah. And since I'm dealing with the fifth requirement as well, this is a hard word to say. The fifth requirement is to serve Yah not only with all your heart, but with all your soul is the fifth requirement. And yes, your soul has everything to do with the fifth. Let's get into these scriptures, people. Let me show you one of the most profound scriptures that you're going to see about the heart. You will find it in 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. To serve Yah with all your heart. And like I said, to love the Almighty is to have affection for the Almighty. To have affection for the Almighty is to have a burning desire for the Almighty, which means you lust for the Almighty. You yearn, just like a kid want a piece of candy, you want Yah. like that kid. He want that candy. He want that ice cream. He want that cake. He want video game, and he just can't get it off his mind. That's what he wants. That's what he lusting after. And this is the kind of heart and desire and love and affection you want to have for the Almighty. Let's read this real quick before I keep rambling on. 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. It says, for the eyes of Yah run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. And this word perfect, people, just means whole. The whole road. You ever seen a circle? A circle is a shape that has a lot of wisdom to it. And we know the circle has a lot of wisdom. Yahweh made the earth a circle. And he said he founded the earth upon wisdom. And the fact that the earth is a circle is a part of the wisdom of the earth. Next thing you know, you see the sun, moon, and stars, the circles. We live in a circle. We live in a cycle. The circle of life. And when you see a full circle, it represents perfection. Because it's whole. It's complete. And Yahweh's circles is never, it's always 360 degrees. A full perfect 360. Not 359, 58, 57. And it ain't nothing beyond 360. Because beyond 360, it just start over. Now, you're in a figment of your imagination, it might go to 361, 362, 365. But no. That's not even reality. But back to the scripture. Yahweh's looking to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from hence thou shalt have wars. And so that's one thing Yah is looking for. Yah is looking for the heart. Go to this other scripture. Here in 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel, we're going to start reading in the 12th chapter, the 20th verse. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following Yah, but serve Yah with all your heart. That's all you have to do. We know you've done wickedly, but all you have to do is don't turn away from the Almighty. Don't turn away from following the Almighty. Repent yourself and serve him with all your heart. And then let's keep reading. And turn you not aside, for then should you go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. And this is what the heart will have you do. It will have you go after vain things instead of investing yourself in the most valuable things. There is nothing more valuable than Yahweh and his words. Let's keep reading this. For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, Elohim forbid that I should sin against Yah and ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. And this is why the praise, we will never sin against the Almighty. By ceasing to pray for the people, to pray for the sanctuary, to pray for the peace of the city that the servants of Yahweh dwell in. And we have to teach the good and the right way. And pray Almighty Yah here in 1907. Our ministry is growing. The ministry is being blessed. And the service of the Almighty is becoming more committed. And now we're teaching every day of the week. And if you're teaching every day of the week, that means you're covering every day of the month. That means you cover every day of the year. Now that's a strong ministry. We feed the poor on the first day, which represents Yahweh's word. That's a strong ministry. A ministry that's invested in the word of the Almighty. And our next step, people, is to take the word of the Almighty to the prison house. And we're coming for our brothers and sisters there to let them know that Yah, he's just waiting on you to turn unto him. All you have to do is get on your knees, hold your hands up high, and call. Humble yourself and call on Yahweh, the name of Yah. Hallelujah. But let's keep reading this. Only fear Yah. Serve him in truth with all your heart. You have to serve Yah. When you serve Yah with all your heart, it has to be in truth. For Yahweh said he desired truth in the inward parts. He's looking for the honest hearts, a heart that ain't deceitful. Serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he have done for you. And I want you to see a couple other things about this heart before you even understand. How can you serve Yah with all your heart? And how serving Yah with all your heart, it has everything to do with the praises of the Almighty. Like I said, one, Yahweh is looking for a perfect heart. That's what he's looking for. A whole, complete, perfect heart towards him. And you can't have a whole, complete, perfect heart towards him if you're not putting the truth in your heart. Laboring for the truth. Look what it says. Let's go here. 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. We underestimate the power of truth. Just possessing it, just having it. This is what it gets Yahweh on your side in a mighty way. That's why he said he's going to and fro throughout the earth to look for a heart that's perfect towards him, so he can show himself strong on behalf of you. Can you imagine Yahweh showing up strong on behalf of you? People trying to mess with you, and Yahweh showing up strong. Oh, yeah. Yahweh want to do it. But you have to have a heart perfect towards him. You have to have a heart of truth. And then Yahweh will be on your side. Look what it says. We're going to go to 1 Chronicles 29, but go back one more chapter to the 28th chapter of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 28. Look at this. The second verse. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren, my people, as for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant, Yahweh, and for the footstool of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building." He made ready for it. He had this in his heart. Because when you begin to love the Almighty, man, you begin to serve Yahweh with all your heart and all your soul. But Elohim said unto me, "Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and has shed blood." Let's get down to the 9th verse. Look what it says. I'm going to read the 8th verse. "Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yah, in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, You have to keep and seek all these commandments, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the Elohim of thy father. You need to know him and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, which means you're willing to serve the Almighty. And you can't have a perfect heart unless you have a willing state of mind. And the willing state of mind is one who serves the Almighty at their own voluntary will. They will serve the Almighty because it's their desire, because that's what voluntary means. That's what willing means. It's your desire. It's your lust. It's your heart. You want to do this thing. And that's what Yahweh wants to see in the hearts of his sons and daughters. That's what he wants to see in any man that wants to join himself unto Yah. And how you join yourself unto Yah is through the third order. Through the third order. To love the Almighty. To serve the Almighty. And look what it says further. Solomon, my son, know thou the Elohim of your father. Serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches all hearts. That's what he do. And understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. And this is why you want to seek the Almighty. This is why you want to seek the Almighty by seeking the truth, seeking the knowledge of Elohim, seeking out his requirements, seeking out his covenants, seeking out his expectations for you. And once you get it, you know what it's called? It's called the truth. This is the truth. This is my requirements. This is my expectations. This is my covenants. This is my laws, my commandments, and this is what you should do. This is the sacrifices. So I wanted you to see that, people. The one other thing I want you to see about the heart, before you get the understanding how to serve Yah with all your heart and how it has everything to do with praising the Almighty. You can't praise Yah unless you're praising him with your heart. I know people like to praise Yah with their mouth, but Yahweh is not fooled with lip service. He's not fooled with the deceit of the tongue. As you can see, Yahweh searches all hearts. That's what he's looking for. So no matter what your mouth is saying, he's looking at your heart. Behind what your mouth is saying, behind your spirit, behind your actions. You can do what you want to do, but Yahweh still, and it might look them right. I can show you scriptures now. As a matter of fact, we're going to go here. I'm going to show you. This brother right here. A quick example. Second Chronicles, the 25th chapter. In the first verse, that's all you got to read is one verse. Second Chronicles 25 and 1. It reads, Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yah. He did it. He did that which was right in the sight of Yah. But not with a perfect heart. Which means what? Although he was doing right things, but Yahweh was, all he had is the heart behind the right things. And he said, this man's heart wasn't perfect towards me. In other words, there's something that he desired greater than Yah. There's something he lusted for greater than Yah. There's something that he loved more than Yah. He served the Almighty, but his love was to something else. But when you look at King David, his heart was perfect with Yah. His heart was perfect. Matter of fact, look at this. I'm going to take you to where I was going, but I got to show you David real quick. I got to show you David. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles 29. And look what it says. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim, for gold, for things to be made of gold. And we said prepare with all my might. People, your might comes from the heart. True strength, your true might, it comes from the heart. Might is a spirit. We've studied these scriptures and we can prove it to you. And I'm not going to go off to show you today. But it's there. Might is a spirit. And the spirit comes from the heart. You have to have to be a mighty man, you have to have a strong heart. But he prepared with all his might for the house of my Elohim, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and brass for things of brass, and the iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones be set, glycerin stones in diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. And moreover, because I set my affection, I set my love, which means I set my heart to the house of my Elohim. That's where my heart is. That's where my passion is. That's where my love is. Because Yahweh is my love. I love Yah. And so I'm about to serve Yah with all my heart, with all my might. And he says, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim. My Elohim. Over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. He said, I went over and above. And some of us, we do just enough. Because that's the kind of heart you got toward the Almighty. And some of us, most of us falling very, very short. Because that's the heart that we have towards the Almighty. We don't love the Almighty. And this is why we won't serve the Almighty with all our heart. We won't put our might and our love and passion into it. Even us that's calling ourselves doing the right things. But Yahweh see, man, you're doing the right things, but it ain't with a perfect heart. Look further down. Look what it says. In the 6th verse, 1 Chronicles 29:6. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and hundreds with the rulers of the kings were offered willingly, which means they wanted to do this, and gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents, 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom had precious stones were found, gave to the treasurer of the house of Yah by the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite. And watch this. This shows you that the perfect heart has everything to do with the praises of the Almighty. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to Yah. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. And that's what you do when you start serving Yah with all your heart. You begin to praise the Almighty. And you begin to rejoice in the Almighty. And you begin to start giving offerings willingly of thanksgiving to the house of the Almighty. And just for the service for the Almighty's house. Because you're just trying to serve the Almighty. And that's what loving the Almighty is all about. That's why loving Yah is the third order. It's the third requirement. Because this is what invokes your spirit. This is what stirs your heart up to begin to serve him with all your heart. And then all your soul. Look what it says in the same chapter. See, the people began to, the ninth verse, read that again. The people rejoice for that they offer willingly. Because with a perfect heart, mean a whole heart, they offer willingly to Yah. And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed Yah before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Yah, Elohim of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. He began to just praise the Almighty. And look what it says here in the 17th verse. And he said, I know also, my Elohim, that thou triest the heart. People, your heart is being tried. Because Yahweh want to see at the end of the day, are you going to praise him or are you going to praise the wicked? Are you going to praise Yah or are you going to praise the wicked? I know also, my Elohim, that thou triest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. And as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly to thee also. So the people just, and look, he reads, O Yah Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of your thought, in the thoughts of your heart. Excuse me, let me read this verse again. O Yah Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people and prepare their heart unto thee. He was praying. He said, man, let this imagination here, let this be remembered and allow this to be in the hearts of the people, the generations to come, that they will offer themselves willingly to the Almighty. That they will want to serve the Almighty and serve Yahweh with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Look what it says here in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And all you read is one verse. Deuteronomy 28. And people, I'm going to show you. You're going to get a clear dose of knowledge on how to serve Yah with all your heart and your soul. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47. Because thou servest not Yahweh, thy Elohim, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. You supposed to be serving Yah with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Your heart should be rejoicing because that's how it looks to love the Almighty. For the abundance of all things. You don't have to get out here and do the things that you're doing. Invest in yourself in the things you're investing yourself in. Yahweh will give you the abundance of all things. All you have to do is serve him. All you have to do is invest yourself in his truth. Because that's the sacrifice that he said he desired. That's his lust. That's his desire. That's his wanted thing. For us to have the knowledge of Elohim. For us to know his requirements. For us to know how to love him. And since we not giving a heart to the Almighty, serving him with joyfulness and gladness of heart, therefore shall you serve your enemies. Which Yahweh shall sin against thee in hunger and thirst and nakedness and want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck till thou be destroyed. This is why we must get our hearts together. This is why our hearts has to turn back to the Almighty. We got to get back to praising Yah. But let me show you this. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. To serve the Almighty with all your heart, you have to understand heart. You have to know how to mold the heart. You have to learn how to guard and protect the heart. You have to learn, what is Yahweh looking? He looking at the heart. What is it about the heart that Yahweh is looking for? We must understand it. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 9th verse. The heart is deceitful above all things. It's deceitful above all things. So when people say, man, I'm going to follow your heart, we can't be a people that follow our heart. We have to be a people that follows the truth. The knowledge of Elohim. Let Yahweh lead and guide your heart. Lead and guide your steps. And all you have to do is find out his requirements. Find out his truth. Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And why is the heart? What is it about the heart make the heart so desperately wicked? And why is the heart so deceitful? Well, let me show you, people. Turn your books to Psalms. First, you want to go to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. And we're going to read just two verses in here. What does it say in the 18th verse? And this is talking about the children of Israel. When Yahweh took them out of Egypt and showed them all kind of wondrous signs and miracles and mighty acts. And the only thing we should have been doing was just praising the Almighty for what he has showed up and showed himself strong on our behalf. But look what happened. I'm going to read the 17th verse. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted him in their heart. Because that's all he's looking to anyway. That's what matters to the Almighty. They tempted their Elohim in their heart by asking meat for their lust. And people, this is what makes the heart desperately wicked. The heart is where your love comes from. It's where your desire comes from. And your desires begin to be so strong that your desire can take you a whore away from the Almighty. Your desires can put you in a place where you just done tempted the Almighty and provoked the Almighty's anger. Because your heart, he's looking. And then he see the heart. Say, man, this heart is just a lustful heart. That lust is for meat. Lust is for women. Let's see what it also says in the same chapter. Psalm 78, the 30th verse. And let's start up a little further for a good understanding. I'm going to start at verse 26 because they lusted after the meat. And Yahweh said, I'm going to just give you your lust and see what happens. It's abominable. He caused the east wind to blow into heaven. And by his power, he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and fed fowls like as the sand of the sea. The Most High, this east wind came in and brought all kind of quails. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. And so they ate and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. He fulfilled their desire and their lust. He gave them exactly what their heart wanted. They wasn't lusting and yearning and burning for knowledge. They wasn't lusting and yearning and burning for truth. They wasn't lusting and yearning and burning for, what's your requirements? Why are you taking us out of Egypt to serve you? What do you want us to do? What do you want us to be? What do you want us to accomplish? They didn't care nothing about that. All they mind was thinking of, I want some meat. I want some chicken. I want some bird. He says in the 30th verse, they were not estranged from their lust. But while the meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of Elohim came upon them, and he slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. And if you know more about the story, all those that lusted end up buried in the wilderness. Your lust, people, is what drives the heart to be desperately wicked. Look what it says in Psalms 81 and 12. And then we're going to get out of Psalms. Psalms 81, verse 12. Let's start up a little bit further. 81 and 10. I am Yahweh Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Call upon the Almighty. He says, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. They won't none of me. All they do is they just caught up in their own desires. They caught up in the imagination of their own lustful hearts. And they don't want none of me. They don't desire me. They don't love me. And whatever I got on my side, they don't even realize it's the best thing going. But they don't want none of it. He says, listen, so I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. I gave them up to their own heart desperation of wickedness. I gave them to it. They so desperately wicked in their heart, I just gave them up to it. And he says, and they walked in their own counsel. That's what he did. This is where the lust comes from. This word lust just means desire. And this is what makes the heart wicked. And if you want to serve Yahweh with all your heart, if you want to truly begin to praise the Almighty, you got to break the heart. You got to break it. And to break the heart, I'm going to show you. But I want to read this last scripture on this lust. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to get to the 5th requirement tonight as well. So let me speed up just a little bit. Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 25th verse reads, lust, let's read 24, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. When you get wisdom, that's what happens. When you get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and you get the spirit of Yah, you don't fall for no evil woman. Lust not after her beauty in your heart. Don't do it. Because this is where lust comes from. It comes from the heart. And when you start giving in to the lust of your heart, you're giving in to your dark side. You're giving in to the wicked side of your heart. See, Yahweh say he tries the heart. We try it every day, people. And your greatest test that Yahweh has for you is right there in your heart. And you wake up it every day. What are you going to do? Are you going to walk in the way of the desperation of your heart? It's desperately wicked. Are you going to go into the lust of your heart? or are you going to break the heart's lust and follow after righteousness, follow after Yah, and say, I got to be strong. I can't keep giving in to all this lust, man. I just eating meat from morning all the way till night. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm eating all kind of meat. Can't you see that that angers the Almighty? I'm just eating it all day long because I'm just giving in to my lust all day. I'm giving in to the weakness of my heart all day. And it might not be meat. What is lust? You drinking? You smoking? You lusting after women? You giving in to that? That's going to make you weak. Listen, don't lust after her beauty in your heart because it's going to make you wicked. It's going to make you lustful. It's going to make you vain. It's going to make you a person that ain't praising the Almighty. Look what it says. Where is that at? It's in a book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. Look what it says. There's one verse. Proverbs 28, verse 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. So instead of praising Yah, you praising the wicked. And when you break the heart, as Yahweh said here in the book of Psalms 51, look what the Most High said. Because if you was listening last night, when you begin to love the Almighty, whatever you begin to love, you're going to start making sacrifices for that love. Because that love is a burning desire, and it will influence you. It will motivate you. It will push your heart and soul to make sacrifices. Whether it's working 40 to 60 hours a week, some people work 80 hours a week. And they will give their blood and sweat for whatever they love. But when you begin to love the Almighty and you begin to make the sacrifices that the Almighty wants you to make, this is how it looks. The Most High says, Psalm 51, verse 15. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Because my heart is with you, Yah. And when you open my lips, I'm going to praise you. I love you, and I'm about to serve you with all my heart and my soul. He says, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will give it. Thou delightest not a burnt offering. The sacrifices of Elohim is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, thou will not despise. The Most High will never despise the sacrifice. See, most of our sacrifices, he despises. Because it ain't even with a perfect heart. But to have a contrite and broken heart, Yahweh will never despise that. In other words, he will always accept a broken heart. And the heart is just it becomes life. But all your spirit and emotions is coming through that life, that blood. And to really break the pride of the heart, break the wickedness of the heart, you have to break the lust. And so your heart is always broken when you wake up in the morning. And it's trying to deceive you that you, man, I got to eat protein. And your heart is deceiving you that I got to do this and I got to do that. The heart is just desperately wicked. Who can know it? I'm going to show you this last scripture on this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 3rd and 4th verse. And let's start at verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Humble times is what gets the heart to thinking. Sorrow is better than laughter. the man's heart gets sorrowful. He get trembling and scared. Next thing you know, oh, he wants to straighten up. Said the sorrow is better than laughter, for by sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. So this is why the Most High said he knows when you got a broken heart, which means you breaking the lust of your heart, and you telling your heart, like, no, no, I'm not about to lust after these women. I'm not about to be sitting here looking at these funny videos all day. And these men and women committing whoredom, acts of lust, and now I'm looking at the videos, and then I'm eating meat, and then I'm eating candy, then I'm eating chips, and all everything I do is just according to the lust of my heart. It's a state of wickedness. But you have to break away that lust. Then you can break away from your uncleanness. You can break away from your whoredom. You can break away from your gluttony. You can break away from your wickedness. The heart of the wise, in the fourth verse, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. But the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. Yeah, because the heart of a fool, they just want to turn up all the time. And they want to celebrate and party all the time, eat meat all the time, be with the women and men and lust all the time. It just, that's all they want to do. The heart of the wise, he know he has to refrain from the lust of his heart and strengthen himself in Yah. And I'm going to show you this last scripture because we have to show you the fifth requirement tonight. Psalms 27. Like that scripture we just read in Proverbs 28, verse 4. He that forsake the law praise the weak. But when you begin to keep the laws of the Almighty, the Most High is going to show you how to keep yourself in order. Keep yourself in balance. Keep yourself righteous. Keep yourself whole and well. And that has everything to do with your diet. It has everything to do with what you look at, what you listen to, what you watch, what you have yourself around, your friends. It has to do with everything about the way of your life. And so, when you begin to keep these laws, you're going to begin to praise the Almighty. Because the Most High said, this law, you have to put it in your heart. Deuteronomy 32, verse 47. He said, all the words I testify unto you, put it in your heart. Because this ain't a thing for you, because it's your life. So we want to get this in our heart, people. We want to get to the point where knowledge is pleasant to our soul. When your heart is so foul that knowledge is just, you despise knowledge, man, that's a dark state to be in. When knowledge becomes pleasant to your soul, and you love opening the book of Yah and listening to his truth, now you're on your way. But Psalms 27, look what the Most High said about your heart. And this is beautiful to me, because you want Yahweh to strengthen your heart, because our hearts is weak. We got a weak heart. And the reason we have a weak heart is because we give in, and we continue to give in. And the more you give in, the weaker you become. And the more weak and weak and weak, keep eating that meat, you're going to get weaker. Keep eating that candy, you're going to get weaker. Keep lusting with these women and spending your time with them, you're going to get weaker. Keep lusting for these men and spending your time with them, you're going to get weaker. To the point you're going to feel like nothing. You're going to feel like trash. You're going to feel hopeless. But with Yah, you turn to him, he can bring you back out of that dump that you put yourself in. He can bring you out of that hole that you dug yourself in. And he can heal you. But how to break your heart. As soon as you do, you begin to serve Yah with all your heart. And you will begin to praise the Almighty. Because, my goodness, the wonderful things that Yahweh will do with you when you know you was down in the dumps and you knew you was hopeless. When Yahweh sets you back up, you ain't going to do nothing but praise Him and serve Him. Look what the Most High says here in Psalms 27. The inspiration of His words in the 11th verse. Teach me thy way, O Yahweh. Lead me in a plain path, become my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait on Yah. Be of good courage. And be of good courage is very special. Be of good courage means fasten up, tighten up, and have a little strength just to get over one hurdle, just to get through one day. Break your heart for just one day. Put the cigarette down for one day. Put the meat down for one day. That's all courage means, just to tighten up, fasten up, and strengthen yourself. Wait on Yah, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on Yah. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for that verse because I know it to be the truth. All you have to do is show Yah a little courage, and He'll strengthen your heart. Then you keep pushing with that courage. Next thing you know, He strengthened your heart even more. And next thing you know, your heart is rejoicing in the ways of the Almighty. And you're able to refrain from the lust of your heart. And you're able to be strong around things that just you couldn't even refrain yourself from at one point in time. But praise the mighty Yah. The fourth requirement is to serve Yah with all your heart, because this is how you truly begin to praise the Almighty with a perfect heart. Our people with a willing and perfect heart, they rejoiced in the Almighty. They praised Him, and they brought out willingly and offered willingly. Not only they self-served the Almighty, but even of their own proper goods. They gave it unto the Almighty. Hallelujah. And then the fifth requirement is to serve Yahweh with all your soul. All your soul. And see, when you begin to love the Almighty and serve the Almighty with your heart, well, you need your soul, your body, to carry it out. And this is when you begin to increase. Because when it's in your heart, like it said with King David, it was in his heart. And once his heart was stirred up, it wasn't nobody going to stand in his way. He was about to put his hands to the sandal and put his feet in the mud. And he was about to make it happen with his body, with his soul. This man, King David, as I told you, let's read this real quick. In Psalms 131, let's read it again. It's so beautiful. In Psalms 132, verse 1, Yah, remember David in all his affliction and how he swore unto Yah and vowed unto the mighty Elohim of Yaakov, surely I will not go into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my what? My eyes. See, your eyes is part of your soul. Nor slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for Yah, an habitation for the mighty Elohim of Yaakov. This man put his body on the line. He said he put the health of his eyes on the line, his eyelids, his eyes. He didn't give sleep to himself because he put his soul on the line to serve the Almighty. Look what it says in Psalms 24. verse 1, the earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of Yah? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Well, he has clean hands. Clean hands. What you putting your hands to? What are you doing with them 10 fingers of yours? What are you doing with hands? Because you're supposed to be serving Yah with all your soul. If you love the Almighty, then your heart is stirred up. Now you're serving Yah with your heart, and then you put your heart into your soul, everything that you're doing. And you can see when people, they do things, and you can see the heart in it. You can see their heart. And when your heart ain't right, the work of your hands is questionable. The work of your hands is not going to be acceptable in the eyes of the Almighty. But he says, listen, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. What you doing with your soul? Is that what you doing with your hands every day? Is that what you lifting your soul up out of bed for every day? Just to live in your lust? Just to live in your own selfish desires? Don't you understand that this is the wickedness that drives the heart to be so wicked? Your lust? Don't you know your lust done took you a whoring to the Almighty? And now all you're really doing is praising the wicked. You say praise Yah, but you really, actions speak louder than words. That what you do with your hands and your soul speaks louder than words. And when we look at your soul and the work that you're doing, you're really praising the wicked. You really want to be like the wicked. You really want to be like the heathens. And you want to look like them, dress like them, and you want to be just like the heathens. Instead of being like a son of the Almighty, a daughter of the Almighty, a servant of the Almighty. Listen, he that has clean hands, a pure heart, and who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Because he's not about to use his mouth. Your soul is your body, people. Your eyes, your mouth, your hands, your feet, your body, and your heart is actually part of your soul. But the heart has an imagination. So it's the driving force. You have to unite the heart and the soul. And so, look what it says further. Let's go to Psalms 15. Okay, just a couple more scriptures. I say bear with me about 3 to 4 minutes. Psalms 15, it reads, who shall abide in a tabernacle? Who shall abide and die and dwell in your holy hill? Well, he that walketh rightly and worketh righteousness. He worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Why are we so caught up in something else other than the truth? He that backbiteth not with his tongue, how dare you use your tongue to bite back and speak lies? Nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, and whose eyes are vile persons and is continued. But he honoreth them that fear Yah, and he sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Like King David swore and made a vow to his own hurt. Wouldn't even go in his sleep on his own bed. Wouldn't even give sleep to his eyes until he found a place for the Almighty. This is the kind of affliction that break. This is how the servants of the Almighty will break their own spirit and break their own heart just to serve the Almighty God. Just a couple more scriptures. Proverbs, the 6th chapter. What are you doing if you're serving Yah with all your heart and with all your soul? But what are you doing with your hands? What you doing with your eyes? What you doing with your ears? Well, if you're tuning in tonight, you're doing the right thing with your hands, your eyes, your ears. You're doing the right thing with your soul. You're serving Yah with your soul right now. And if you're giving Yah your full attention, that's all Yahweh wants. He just wants you to hear. Proverbs 6 and 16. Look what it says. These 6 things does Yahweh hate. And it's very important for those that love the Almighty. If you love him and you're trying to serve him with all your heart and soul, then you want to know, what do Yahweh hate? And what do Yahweh love? But it says these things he hate. Yeah, 7 are an abomination. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. And feet that be swift and running into mischief. What you do? Is that what you're doing with your soul? That ain't serving Yah with all your heart and soul. A heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift and run into mischief. A false witness that speaks lies. Is that what you want to do with your mouth? And he that soweth discord among brethren, is that what you want to do with your mouth? We supposed to be praising the Almighty. My son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them about your neck. And since we're in Proverbs, go to Proverbs 4. These are the things you want to keep your soul away from. And you want to pay attention to the things. For Yahweh is looking for a man that worketh righteousness. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. You got people that just sitting in their room. And they think they can't do no evil because they just in their room. And it's a lot of our elder men and elder women that don't get out the house much. And they might think, man, ain't no way I can be sinning because I ain't doing nothing. But one of the greatest is the sin. Don't you know the Most High said life and death is in the power of the tongue? This is why the soul is a part of, is after the order of the 5th. Serve Yah with all your soul. Because the soul is where your increase will come from. It's one thing to have it in your heart. It's another one to fulfill it. And it says, put away from thee a forward mouth, perverse lips put far from thee. And let your eyes, this is what you need to do with your eyes, look right on. And let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Why every time a beautiful man and woman walking past you, you just looking and lusting? Didn't Yahweh say, don't lust after beauty? For beauty is vain and favor is deceitful. Don't be caught up into favors. Because somebody done gave you a couple dollars or they bought you a dinner. Your heart that weak and lustful. And when it's weak and lustful, it'll get caught up in it. Because when the heart is weak and lustful, all the heart is thinking about is desire. I want, I want, I want, I want. And when somebody's willing to feed your wants, oh, they'll deceive you and have you doing a lot of things. Ponder the path of your feet. And let all thy ways be established. And you establish your way by establishing what's the truth. What's the requirement? What should I do? And Yahweh will tell you. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Because this is how you serve Yah with all your soul. in the last couple scriptures, I have to read you Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Proverbs 11, the 18th verse. The wicked worketh a deceitful work. That's what the wicked do, what they sow. They just work deceitfully. But to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. It's going to be a sure reward because to serve Yah with all your soul, to work righteousness, to sow in righteousness, you got a sure reward coming. All you have to do is trust in Yah and do good. And verily, thou shalt be fed. As he said in Psalms 37, trust in Yah, do good, do some good deeds, put in some good righteous work. Because promotion comes from the Almighty. That's where it comes from. And if Yahweh can see that you just a good, hard working man or woman that's working righteousness, doing good deeds, this is the kind of men and women that Yahweh will promote. He will open up doors for them. They didn't even know it was there. He wouldn't open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings. Because this is what happens when you begin. The fear of the Almighty, to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve Yah with all your heart and soul. This is when you begin to be increased. This is our investment, people. The truth of the Almighty, the requirements of the Almighty, the covenants of the Almighty, the commandments, laws, statutes, and judgments of the Almighty, the testimonies of the Almighty. With that being said, people, it's been a great pleasure. It's been a great honor to bring you nothing but the truth, the true unadulterated words of the Almighty, bringing you the order. The fourth requirement tonight, which is, has everything to do with Yah's praise, and to serve Yah with all your heart and soul, is how you be increased. I love Yahweh. I praise Yahweh. And I know you do too. Hallelujah. Yah is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And let his word and his name continually be magnified. Shalom, shalom.